I'll take just a moment to remind you that you are listening to a monthly special broadcast of the Folk Show Roadshow, where we bring you concerts recorded in central Pennsylvania. You're listening to the Fairfield Four, recorded at the Stone Church of the Brethren on the Juniata College campus in Huntingdon. The World will return at its usual time tomorrow and will join performance today at 9. Still ahead, we'll hear more from a group we featured last month on the Folk Show Roadshow, Red Tail Ring. As audience members voiced their appreciation for the performance, Jerry Zoltan stepped forward to ask the members of the Fairfield Four about their lives and their music, and to provide a bit more background about the group. The audience remained, reacting to the singers' responses and asking their own questions of the singers. Jerry sets the scene for us now as we hear some of the responses from the band members, Joe Thompson, Larice Bird, Bobby Sherrell, and Lavert Allison.
One of the great things about this concert is that we had an opportunity at show's end to talk to each member of the group and find out a little bit about the tradition. And I talked, first of all, to Joe Thompson, the 84-year-old bass singer who made the Nashville news because the day after the Grammys, he went back to driving the bus, the school bus that he's been driving for years. And I asked Joe simply, you know, how did you get involved with the Fairfield Four?
All my life, I've been part of the Fairfield Four because when we was little, WLAC was one of the stations that reached all over the United States, and that's how they got known famously. You know, they was pretty good. And how I got started, Sam McCrary, which was a mainstay that kept the group together for so long, he found out I could sing all voices from tenor to bass. And he used to ask my mom, could I go with the group to fill out whoever couldn't go on a trip somewhere to sing. So, and I knew everything they were singing, so I just went and took a place and they never missed a beat.
So next I turn to Larice Bird, who is a remarkable singer and has got a wonderful family tradition of making music, and he winds up in Nashville and he finds his way into the Fairfield Four.
My name is Larice Bird. I'm from West Palm Beach, Florida. And my background, I grew up in a home where music was always present. My mother was a singer. My sisters and my mother had a group, and I was a musician for many years. But Joe Thompson heard me around town, and he's the one that pulled me into the Fairfield Four. I personally didn't know about the Fairfield Four until I moved to Nashville, Tennessee. I learned of them around in the early 1980s when they revived the group. But Joe Thompson here, our bass singer, saw me working around town and gave me a shot of it. And I'm so thankful. I'm proud to be a part of the Fairfield Four.
One of the remarkable things about the Fairfield Four is the reach that they had through records and radio appearances. I had the good fortune once of interviewing B.B. King, for example, who told me that every morning before they went out to work the fields, they would hear the Fairfield Four coming live over WLAC. And that is true of Bobby Sherrill, the great singer with the Fairfield Four today. He told me a little bit about how he found the Fairfield Four.
Well, I grew up in a house, in a family that we went to church. You know, it wasn't an if, ands, or buts about it. I brought up that way, and I thank my mother for that. The experience that she gave me, the discipline that she worked in me, and of course, it paid off. I come from a singing family from way back. I think Fairfield Four was one of those groups on the radio that everybody listened to in the mornings, you know, on Sunday mornings, everybody. I don't care if you liked it or not, but it did grow on you. Spiritually, it helped us get through hard times or get through troubled times. We always could relate to going back to the music or the singing or the hymns of the gospel days that just still growing in me today.
So the Nashville music tradition runs really deep, and people associate the city with, you know, country music. The Ryman Auditorium, you know, the home of the Grand Ole Opry, had all kinds of concerts over the years. And in fact, there was a strong tradition of African-American music. Jimi Hendrix got his start in Nashville. And this member of the Fairfield Four, the current Fairfield Four, LaVert Allison, is real Nashville royalty, musical royalty. His brother Gene Allison was a professional singer with national hits like You Can Make It If You Try. And I talked a little bit to LaVert about his past in music in Nashville. One of the things he doesn't mention is that his dad owned a taxi stand, and that was the place where all the singers would gather and meet each other and form groups. So here is LaVert Allison.
Well, basically, all three of us, our music background is just about the same. My mother was a singer, my father was a singer. My uncle really introduced me to the Fairfield Four with his group, and a couple of the members used to come to my house. The original member used to come to my house, not a little boy, and they'd sing, and I just always wanted to sing, and I used to go down to the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville when the Fairfield Four was bringing all the major groups in the country, and that's how I got started into that, and then I toured in 1959 with my brother all over the country with a lot of secular, Sam Cooke, B.B. King, Bobby Bland, you name it, B.B. King, the Isley Brothers, I worked with all of them.
And Joe Thompson carries that thread a little bit further as he talks about the closeness of the groups in the African-American community in Nashville.
Well, it was a closeness. Around Nashville, there were just about every group there. There were never any jealousy among any of those groups, and we would all get together, harmonize. Everybody knew each other, and if a group needed somebody, needed some help, there'd be some singers out in the audience would jump right on up there and help them if they needed help. You know, that's why everybody loved one another. And everybody knew each other, and we just harmonized together. Everything was together.
Well, the folks at Peace and Conflict Studies at Juniata really wanted to get in a little context. You know, how did gospel music fit in with the civil rights movement? And Bobby Sherrill commented on that.
Well, as far as the civil rights movement and what the gospel music done, I think it went further back than the civil rights. I think it went further back before the slave exchange went on. It was a spiritual thing that the African Americans, you might say, just had a spiritual music inside of them, an expression of faith and beliefs of how things are and how things ought to be, you know, even from the beginning of time. I think he said, let's make a joyful noise, all ye land. So, and I think that started back then, even with all the animals, everybody has an opportunity to make a joyful noise. And this came to be a culture to take us through hard times.
And as Bobby talks about the civil rights movement, I remembered that the Fairfield Four had a signature song from back in the day that became part of the soundtrack of the civil rights movement. The song was originally performed by Reverend Sam McCrary, and I asked them to sing a little bit of Don't You Let Nobody Turn You Round.
Don't you let nobody turn you round. Don't you let nobody turn you round. Don't you let nobody turn you round. You just keep on the gallery.
Lord, sometimes I stand and wonder, oh, how strange things can be. Well, now I don't bother nobody, but they're always talking about me.
Don't you let nobody turn you around. Don't you let nobody turn you around. Don't you let nobody turn you around. You just keep on to Galilee.
You know, a lot of the singers in the world of gospel, they thought of themselves as spiritual entertainers. That was the term that they told me, you know, and the idea was to get out there and lift spirits, and it was all about the feeling and the music. And here a couple of the guys talk a little bit about that.
And I think, like the Rolling Stones talked about, the feeling, I think the bulk of our music is it sounds okay, but it more it's you know you can look at us singing and it's such a feeling that goes on, and I think what they did they looked at that and
yeah, you know, I mean blues and jazz and all that really come out of the church.
Yeah.
When a lot of the writers and producers go around looking for talent, they'd come in to come into church. Yeah. While the church would have in service, and they'd be looking at the choir members and trying to pick somebody out, and they would pick out the ones.
Yeah.
They would, and they still do that. And what they would do, they would see that these people that he wanted to sing, they'd look at them and say, if they can hold this church crowd like that, I believe they can hold that other crowd like that. And that's how a lot of that went on and still going on. Because most of them that you hear singing today came out of the church. Right today, they come out of the church.
I like to make the point that the Fairfield Four represent a tradition that lives on, that they are keeping going. And here, Larice Bird talks a little bit about what that means here and now.
We've been going to a lot of places, and there's been a lot of younger adults or teenagers have been coming up to us and giving us history about ourselves.
Yeah.
I don't know how it is in the churches, but when we come out to perform, we are being supported by younger groups of teenagers, you know, either black or white, more so young people. So I think something is trying to catch on. I do believe that. I don't know if it's influenced by our music, our song, and they're getting a message out of there, or our harmony, or the way we do. But we are drawing. I feel like it is coming about with our venues. I don't know how the churches are pulling in young folks now, but we are enjoying entertaining younger folks.
What a great way to close out this portion of tonight's Folk Show Roadshow. But we still have more music ahead from the fiddle guitar and banjo duo Red Tail Ring. I'm Mel DeYoung here with Jerry Zoltan, the driving force in bringing the Fairfield Four to the Stone Church of the Brethren on the campus of Juniata College in Huntingdon. Thanks so much, Jerry, especially for giving us background on the group so we could better appreciate them.
I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about the Fairfield Four and listen to them in concert. Thank you so much, Mel.
Last month on the Folk Show Roadshow, we heard five songs from the duo Red Tail Ring in concert at the Center for Well-Being in Lamont. To bring us up to 9 p.m. and performance today, we'll hear the rest of that concert from Laura Primo and Michael Beauchamp of Red Tail Ring. Here they are, already on stage.
Thanks, folks. Do we have any John Hartford fans in the house? We're big fans of John Hartford. John was a songwriter and banjo player, and eventually just known as a really kind of oddball, amazing fiddler, too. He was in the folk world and the bluegrass world, but he kind of, I think, inspired the newgrass movement because he took bluegrass in such a new direction. So we take a lot of power from that because we love tradition and we love learning old things and appreciating them, but we also want to mess things up, you know, kind of put our stamp on them, I guess. And so we'll play this tune called Long Hot Summer Days. We learned it for summer to kind of bring in the summer. Here just as soon as we know where to lay. So this is a tune called I've Always Been a Rambler. We learned it from Mike Seeger and the New Lost City Ramblers, just an outstanding old-time group. Mike was the younger half-brother of Pete Seeger, so coming from the amazingly talented musical family of the Seeger brand, and as it were. Here we go.
This one calls forth kind of an old technique, an old drumming on the fiddle technique that we call fiddlesticks. And we've been having a heck of a lot of fun playing on stage lately. It'll only last a moment, so don't blame me. The tune that Michael will be doing his fiddlesticks on is called Patter Roller. We love playing it for dances. And the second song is one written by a fellow from our neck of the woods who's passed away now but wrote so many great fiddle tunes. His name is Gary Harrison, and the song is called Dull Chisel. Let her rip. Sing along with if you've just been waiting for that this whole evening. Favorite gospel tune of ours called The Gospel Plow. It's a great tune of perseverance, and that's always worth singing about. The sing along part is just the chorus that has two words that you can join in on. I'll sing hold on, and then Michael will repeat the same darn thing, and you can sing with him the same thing. Hold on, and then I'll sing hold on, and he'll do the same thing again. Hold on. So Michael's going to be with you for courage. He'll be playing a guitar solo if you want to play along with him on that.
We forgot to share the extra credit. You could sing along after the call and response. If you want extra credit, nobody's keeping score, but if you want extra credit, it's keep your hand to the plow and hold right on. So just those words.
Let's try out the chorus.
Nice. No Depression in Heaven.
It shares in a lot of their theme. Maybe it's just recognizable by the theme so running heavily through their music. A real religious theme of lots of suffering here on earth and only satisfaction in the afterlife. Lots of banjo tuning on this earth. Thank you.
fear the hearts of men are failing, for these are latter days we know. Great Depression now is spreading, God's word declared it would be so. I'm going where there's no depression, to the lovely land that's free from care. I'll leave this world of toil and trouble, my home's in heaven, I'm going there. Children crying for bread, no weeping widows, tall or strong, no shrouds, no coffins, and no death. I'm going where there's no depression, to the lovely land that's free from care. I'll leave this world. Carter family theme, because I think this show needs a little pick-me-up, so we'll play this cute little tune called Over the Garden Wall. It's a nice waltz, it's a nice fast waltz, so you don't have to choose your partner very carefully. It's okay, it'll be done in like 2.5 minutes. It's one of those tunes that we learned and then couldn't keep from playing over and over and over again. Laurel's gonna play in C sharp, and for you non-fiddlers out there, that's commitment.
I'm gonna play about 5 notes. I'm gonna try to make them good.
My love stood up.
has beautiful eyes and beautiful hair. She's not very tall, so she stood on a chair. And many years the time I've kissed her there, over the garden wall, over the garden wall, the sweetest girl of all. There never were yet such eyes of death, and you can bet I'll never forget the night our lips and kisses met over the garden wall. There's always a night, and there's always a day, over the garden wall. There's always a will, and there's always a way, over the garden wall. We hadn't much money, but the weddings were cheap, so while her old feller was snoring asleep, with a line and a letter, we managed to creep over the garden wall, over the garden wall, the sweetest girl of all. There never were yet such eyes of death, and you can bet I'll never forget the night our lips and kisses met over the garden wall.
Trip. It's made from a gourd, dried out gourd. It's constructed by, you know, the gourd is originally a round thing, but you kind of saw the top off and strap on some sort of skin, maybe from a goat or a cat. And you make, there you have a banjo. The hardest part about the construction for this banjo, personally, was figuring out how to strap it on my body. I've made myself kind of an ergo baby carrier type. Because as you can see, it's got a round back, and that doesn't always go with your belly shape. And it has a really fun sound because it doesn't have frets like our other instruments, so I'm free to kind of slide around and find the notes just like I would on my fiddle. So we'll play you a couple tunes here to round out the set on this guy. The first one is a ballad that comes our way via Scotland or Ireland, one of those British Isles places. It's called Yarrow, and it's one of those tunes of kind of guy and girl trouble that Michael was talking about before. It fits in that same category.
It's a pop song,
yeah. Thank you.
First time that we have the Gourd Banjo out on the road, and so, you know, we didn't want to miss the opportunity to either delight some of you and maybe repel others of you, but we're going to do a banjo duet.
Sounds like we're among friends. Blind Willie McTell, kind of a blues finger-picking piece. But our good friend Frank Lee worked it up into very primitive-sounding banjo song. And so we'll play this kind of as a love letter to him. It's a tune called Scandalous and Ashamed. And it's all about the dangers of drinking corn liquor.
Of which there are several. Person that wants moonshine. Get a little of just cold hard cash.
Apparently. Sorry, guys. Well, it's worth it.
We'll find out. Thank you.
everybody's getting stoned and drunk, they're drinking that old moonshine. God don't like it, I know. God don't like it, I know. God don't like it, I know.
I think we'll play you one more tune, folks. Thank you so much for joining us this evening and just being a fantastic audience and listening, as one of our friends would say, with big ears. Thank you for that. It really means a lot so far from home, and we just feel really warmly received here. Thanks for being here. What are we gonna play?
Is it okay if we play a slow waltz tune with some singing? That's not. I know, I wasn't selling it a lot.
It didn't seem like there was a lot of interest either. To be honest with you.
Maybe a Tinian song?
Yeah.
It's one of our favorite old ballads. One of the first ones that we started working on together, too. It's The Blackest Crow.
Ooh, yeah.
Another twisted love story to end them all.
Thank you.
Michael Beauchamp of Red Tail Ring, recorded at the Center for Well-Being as part of the Acoustic Brew Concert Series, October 25th, 2014. You've been listening to the Folk Show Roadshow. Special thanks to Phil Ray for sound engineering of the Fairfield Four and to Adam McMillan for recording that concert. You'll find tonight's broadcast and previous episodes at wpsu.org/folk in the archive section. I'm Mel DeYoung, inviting you to tune in weekends for broadcasts of the Folk Show, all year round, Sundays from 10 p.m. to midnight, and after the Metropolitan Opera radio broadcast season ends May 7th, the Folk Show will return to Saturday afternoons on WPSU-FM from 1 to 5. Until then, you can hear the Folk Show Saturday afternoons from 1 to 5 and Sunday afternoons from 1 to 3 on WPSU-3 and streaming at wpsu.org/radio on your computer or mobile device. The World returns at its usual time tomorrow night, and we'll join performance today momentarily.